AI Briefing for Friday, June 19th, 2026. Episode 2, The Local AI and Automation Edition. Big news in the developer tools world. SpaceX just acquired Cursor, the AI-native code editor from AnySphere, for $60 billion. This is part of a broader AI M&A wave. SpaceX also acquired xAI for $250 billion in the same period. The idea is to integrate Cursor with Grok models for agentic coding. Cursor has been on a tear lately with new features like the /automate skill, which lets you describe tasks in plain language and have the agent set up triggers and tools automatically. BugBot is now 3 times faster and 22% cheaper with better detection, and they just added a design mode for editing UIs by pointing or drawing. The acquisition validates that AI coding tools are seen as core infrastructure, not just nice-to-haves. On the small model front, the sub-10 billion parameter space is getting very interesting. Multiple experts are saying these small models have closed the gap dramatically in 2026 and are becoming production workhorses for summarization, coding, and agents. The current standouts include Microsoft's Phi-4, which is optimized for edge and on-device deployment, Mistral Small 3.1, with multimodal support and a long context window that runs on consumer hardware, and Falcon 3 from TII, which is designed to run efficiently on modest hardware. There's also a new 20 billion parameter model that just dropped on Hugging Face, focused on conversational AI and creative writing. For agent tooling, ShellX launched as a fully integrated private browser designed for both humans and AI agents. It features native web access, automation tools, secure secret storage, and cross-platform support for Windows, macOS, and Linux. The pitch is safe, leak-proof agent interactions with any web page. Simon Willison released Dataset Apps, which lets you host custom HTML applications inside Dataset. If you're not familiar, Dataset is an open-source tool for exploring and publishing data. This new feature turns it into a lightweight app platform, which is exactly the kind of self-hostable practical tooling that makes local AI workflows more useful. And ServiceNow is positioning itself as the central nervous system for enterprise AI agent orchestration across IT, customer service, HR, and security. It's a reminder that while we geek out on small models and browser agents, the enterprise automation market is moving fast with big budgets. That's it for this edition. The transcripts and audio files are available in the podcast feed. See you next time.